Thanks for listening to messages here at First Baptist Church Monticello. We are a multi-generational church in the panhandle of Florida that is committed to worshiping our great God, growing closer to Jesus Christ, serving God by serving others, and sharing the good news about Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Be sure to like us on Facebook and listen to our messages anytime on our website, fbcmonticello.org. Thanks for being part of our FBC family, and enjoy the message.
We appreciate our choir leading us in worship today. Sounded very good, and the sentiment of that song is certainly true, that we want to be found faithful. This morning we're starting a series for the summer entitled Stand Strong. And this series is about spiritual warfare, and we're going to be looking closely at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. And this is a passage of scripture that's familiar to many, and this is going to be a very practical series that we look at how we fight what God's given us to fight the spiritual battle. And when we talk about spiritual warfare, for some people that gets them really excited. They're ready to fight. They're all focused on this fight. They're thinking about just gladiator movies and different things like that. And they're ready to go and almost fanatical. And they see Satan under every bush and every rock just doing his thing. Everything is his fault. Everything that goes wrong is his fault. And it's just this real focus. But on the other end of the spectrum, it's those that aren't interested in talking about spiritual warfare because they don't see that in our world and in their life. And so you have some people that are somewhat fanatical about it and some people that are oblivious to it going on. And both of those are very dangerous. It was C.S. Lewis that really summed up these things very well in his book, The Screwtape Letters, when he wrote this: "There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased, the demons, they themselves are equally pleased by both errors and hail a materialist and a magician with the same delight." And so the idea that we want to strive for as we talk about this passage of Scripture is the reality of spiritual warfare in our world, not to become obsessed with it, but understand the reality of it and how it is that we can stand strong in the midst of this battle. So if you have your Bible, open it up to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read from this passage of Scripture as we open God's Word this morning together. So if you found your place, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10, please stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. Ephesians 6, verse 10. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love for us, and we thank you for this passage of Scripture that shows us the reality of this battle that is going on even right now. And Father, we pray that you would enlighten us, that you would speak to our hearts about everything that you've done to protect us in this battle. And Father, help us to be victorious. So Father, we thank you, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have any Lord of the Rings fans here today? Would you raise your hand if you are? Anybody that would own up to that? Well, that's That's unfortunate, because we're going to talk about Lord of the Rings here just for a second. The movie Fellowship of the Rings was a really awesome movie, and it was Tolkien's journey of Frodo the Hobbit from the Shire to Mordor, where he would destroy the evil ring. Some of y'all are Lord of the Ring fans, but you wouldn't raise your hand. I know that was a portion of what was going on here a second ago. So there's some contrast in the Lord of the Ring movies that are just really good. And if you've never watched them, I would encourage you to watch them. And there is a contrast between this place called the Shire. That's where hobbits live, and they live in these mounds underneath the ground. And they're just good people. They're just going about their own thing. And they just really want to be left alone. And so it's there that the hobbits get their marching orders to go on this journey to fight this evil that was in Middle Earth. And so there's this battle going on for Middle Earth, and these hobbits get drawn into it. And Frodo, this kind of unassuming guy, he gets to be in charge of the ring to transport it to Mordor, where it can be destroyed. Some of y'all are tracking, right? Right? Yeah? Okay. And along the way, there's these fierce battles that happen, and there is a scene in which Gandalf stands his ground against this Balrog. And it's down in the mines of Moria. Some of y'all are really tracking this, and y'all are appreciating that I'm getting all these names of things right. So down in the mines of Moria. So I wonder if you would humor me and view this scene from The Lord of the Rings.
Flame of Arnor. The dark fire will never fail you. Flame of Uldun! Go back to the shadow.
Y'all were reliving the movie right then. I mean, that's like the big scene in Fellowship of the Rings. And isn't it interesting that Gandalf is not taking the fight? He is standing his ground. And see, we're going to see as we study this spiritual warfare that we're in, is that God has given us everything that we need so that we can stand our ground and that we can be victorious. And some of y'all are thinking, it's been too long since I've seen Fellowship of the Rings, so I'm going to go home and watch it. You know, many of us would want to live in the Shire, just be about our own business, just everybody else leave us alone. But the truth is, we can't live in that bubble, even that Christian bubble. because there's evil in the world, there's evil forces in this world, and spiritual forces in this world, which we must do battle with. And so this scene that we watched there on the screen more represents real life, is that there is the presence of spiritual battle on every front. And if you look there on your message notes, we'd like to see the Christian life as a playground, but it's not a playground. And it's not the Shire. It is a battlefield. And it is a battlefield that God has given us everything that we need to be victorious. It's a battlefield, but we don't need to shrink back and to be fearful. We can stand our ground and we can be victorious in battle because of what God has done for us. And aren't you thankful that God has done that for us? So let's look at number one there in your message notes. Power to stand strong in battle is available. Let's listen to this verse again, verse 10. Finally, Paul says to the church at Ephesus, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Finally, he says, he's ending up this letter to the Ephesians, and he says, finally, be strong in the Lord. And in the passage that we're looking at today, this is the first imperative that Paul gives the church, is to be strong in the Lord. This is God's provision for us, that God has given us the power we need to stand and to be victorious against the enemy that we have. Be strong in the Lord. I want you to notice here that this strength is not found within ourselves. This strength is not something that we possess in ourselves and that we are going to fight this battle in our own strength. Actually, if we don't understand this point, that it's in the power of the Lord that we fight this strength, then we'll probably get our clocks clean and we'll lose more than we win. But if we'll understand that power to stand strong is available, that God has provided this for us, that we'll rely on Jesus and his power at work through us so that we can fight the spiritual battles that we have to fight. There is a huge difference between us trying to do spiritual things in our own strength and us relying on the power of Jesus to do them. And it's by faith that we say, God, I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to trust in your provision of power for these spiritual battles, not my own. There was a story of the disciples that went out and they encountered a demon-possessed man and they tried to cast the demon out and they were unable to. And the reason that they were unable to, because this, then Jesus explained this later, was this type only comes out by prayer and fasting and by the power of God. They were trying to work in their own strength, and they were not able to do what they needed to do. But it's when we rely on God's power at work through us can we have this kind of victory. And another thing about this power that comes from Jesus is it's not automatic in our life. God gives us this power so that we can fight these battles and we can stand strong, but it's not automatic. We have to take advantage of this power that's at work, that is available to us. We have to use it. You've heard the phrase, never bring a knife to a gunfight. And so when you're up against a foe, you want to evaluate that enemy and understand that enemy and know how you are to attack that enemy and what is going to be an effective weapon and strategy. And our strategy in this spiritual warfare is to rely on the power of God at work within us so that we can stand strong. In this passage of scripture, we're going to see this word stand four times. This passage is about how God has given us everything that we need to stand and to stand strong. Which leads us to the next thing. This is in verse number 11, is that preparation for battle is essential for victory. Us preparing ourselves for battle is essential for victory. Listen to verse 11 again. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. This is the second imperative that Paul uses in these short verses. The first one was to be strong in the Lord. That was the first one. And the second one is to put on, and it was to put on the armor of God so that we can take our stand. And this is what is essential for us to stand in this battle that we are in. It's essential, and it's really our responsibility. You see, God's given us everything that we need to stand strong, and it's our opportunity, it's our responsibility to, by faith, put that into practice in our lives so that we can stand strong, put on the full armor of God. And we're going to take, in the weeks that follow, we're going to look at these different pieces of armor and the positive things that it brings into our life and the negative things that it keeps out of our life if we'll put on and use the armor of God and trust God in these areas. But look at this verse carefully. Put on the full armor of God, and that's what we're going to talk about in these weeks to follow, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. This word schemes in the Greek is the word that we get our word strategy from. And so the devil has strategies against us as he's battling against us, and he's very effective at what he does. Through temptation and through materialism and through many different ways, he distracts us from God's word, and it distracts us from the truth that we need to stand on. And so the devil is scheming against us, so it's essential for us to equip ourselves and prepare ourselves for this battle. I want you to think about the soldier, the modern soldier that goes into battle, and the high-tech equipment that they have, and the Kevlar vests and all this kind of stuff. It's ringing a little bit up here, Alan. So I don't know if you can tweak it a little bit. Just imagine that modern warrior that goes into battle on our behalf. They've got all of the equipment that our military provides for them. Imagine that person going into battle without all that battle gear on. How successful they would be. They wouldn't be. It requires them to understand how to use all of that equipment and to put it on as they're going into battle. And that type of equipment is very specific for the terrain that they're in and the theater that they're fighting in. I remember Operation Desert Storm, all of the camouflage was a brown color, and they had to protect their equipment from sand and wind and all of those things. A soldier that goes into battle is prepared when they use the equipment that is provided. The same is true for a police officer that wears their Kevlar vest and their utility belt of sorts with their weapons and different things. There's preparation that goes in when you're doing battle. And the same thing is true spiritually, that we have a spiritual battle that's going on. Again, our life is more like a battlefield than a playground. And so we have to prepare ourselves for battle. And that's what this passage of scripture is going to do for us. Look next on your message notes. This sentence: to go into battle unprepared is to suffer defeat. And there's too many spiritual battles being lost. There's too many times that we are unable to stand strong under the pressure of the spiritual battle that we're in. And if we go into this battle unprepared, we're going to suffer defeat. We are going to not be able to stand strong, even though God has given us everything that we need to stand strong. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be defeated. I don't want to live my life in a series of spiritual defeats. I want to rely on God by faith and by prayer and these different pieces of armor that God gives us so that I can live my life in victory, standing against the wiles of the devil. And see, we all need to have that same commitment to say, God, help me to stand strong in the midst of this battle. We're also going to see here on your message notes the third thing: a powerful evil forces are plotting your demise. Not really great news. Again, that word for schemes is the word we get our strategy, word strategy from. There's a strategy and there are powerful evil forces that are against us. And we need to understand this. We need to understand our enemy so that we can stand strong against our enemy. And notice what he says in verse 12. And this gives us a sense of the organization that's in place. It gives us a sense of the hierarchy that's in place, that the devil's forces are organized against the child of God. In verse 12, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And so Paul says here, listen, your battle is not with each other. It's not with other people. It's against demonic forces that are at work in this world. And there is some organization to it. There is some hierarchy to it, to where this is organized, and there's this strategy that is against us. And see, this is where lack of preparation really is terrible, because we've got this formidable foe that will take us out and make us ineffective spiritually. But God has provided everything that we need to stand strong. And so we have to take advantage of that, because we have a foe that is not playing. He's playing for keeps, trying to take us out and for us to be, excuse me, ineffective in our lives. So we have spiritual power that is available to us, that God's given us everything that we need to be victorious. We have the need for preparation in our lives to put these things into practice in our lives that will protect us spiritually. And we have a powerful foe that is against us. And so we're coming down to the strong takeaways from this passage of Scripture as we talk about standing strong. And this is the introduction to this series, where we're going to talk about different specific ways that we can stand strong as these weeks go on. The first strong takeaway is the battle is real. The battle is real. If you shut your eyes and pretend that it's not real, it's still real. I have this picture in my mind of this child that thinks by closing their eyes that they cannot be seen when they're playing hide and seek. You go hide, and then they go to a place that's wide open, but they shut their eyes and they feel like if they can't see you, you can't see them. And of course they can. You can see them. And see, for us to pretend that the battle is not real is just to fool ourselves. Clearly taught in the Scripture, there's this idea of spiritual battle that's going on. And so we need to first understand the battle is real, and it is. The second thing that we need to take away from this passage is that victory is possible. Victory is possible, that this is something that God will work through our lives to help us to be victorious, to enable us to be victorious. It's possible, but it's not automatic. It's not something that just happens in our lives. We have to put on the armor of God. We have to pray. We have to place our faith in Him, and we need to trust Him during the battles. So victory is possible. And then the last one is that preparation is the key. Preparation is the key, that we have to get ready for the spiritual battle, because not to get ready is to suffer defeat. Not to be prepared is to suffer defeat. I want you to think just for a second about everything that God has done for us. I mean, our Heavenly Father is the creator of everything that's ever been created. He created us. But because of decisions that we made, we went our own way and we sinned against Him. And He provided a way for us to be forgiven of our sin through Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross when He died for our sins. And when He rose from the grave, He defeated death, hell, and the grave. He did that for us. So we not only have a creator that loves us, we have a creator that provided a way of salvation for us. And so now, as believers in Christ, we are in the midst of this spiritual battle, because there, as long as we are on this earth, there's going to be this spiritual battle going on, and God has also, and this is how great our God is, he has also provided a way for us to be victorious even in the battle that we face every day. I mean, how great is our God? And for us to be provided all of that and to not take advantage and to not be prepared for spiritual battle is to be defeated when the answer was there all along. And so let me ask you this question. Where do you find yourself this morning as it relates to spiritual battles? This is a question of application. Do you feel like you're losing spiritual battles? You're losing them one after the other, and it doesn't seem like you can stop the momentum that's going south, losing spiritual battles. Do you feel like you are struggling, winning some and losing some along the way? You know that there is a force and there's spiritual battles happening. You feel like you're struggling, or do you feel like you're victorious? That spiritual battles are coming your way, and you're standing strong because you're relying on the things that God gives us. Listen, we don't need to lose. We don't want to lose. And we don't have to struggle. The struggle is real, but we don't have to struggle. We can have victory if we'll put on the full armor of God and we'll trust God as he has provided a way for us to be successful. It's a battle that we're fighting, and it is possible for us to be victorious. We're going to find, and this is getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but we're going to find that all of the armor is defensive in nature, that God has given us all of this armor, and it's to protect us from the onslaught of the devil. There's one offensive weapon, which is the sword of the Spirit, and we're going to talk about that when we get to that part of the scripture. But it's all defensive, and the idea there, and we're going to hit this again. The idea there is the war is already won. Jesus conquered the devil. The war is done, and now we stand and we fight and we stand our ground, and we have this armor so that we don't allow the devil to retake some of the ground that Jesus won for us. That we stand our ground. Paul here isn't saying fight, and that's not the title of our series. It's stand strong. How can we stand strong and live in what Jesus has already accomplished for us? Listen, I don't want to give the devil a foothold in my life or in the life of this church. I want to stand strong and allow everything that Jesus accomplished to be at work through my life and through the life of this church. And you can have that same victory. You can stand strong because Jesus has won the war, and we can be victorious as the battles continue. So we're going to have a moment of invitation. And if you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord or Savior, today would be a great day to do that. Because if you are not a believer, you are you're losing the battle. And you don't even have the spiritual armor to fight that battle. You've already lost because you're on the wrong side. And maybe there is... Maybe you have a need for baptism. We're going to have baptism next weekend, next Sunday morning. So if you are in need of being baptized, you can let us know about that. Maybe it's church membership or another decision you have to make. Maybe this question about how you're doing in the spiritual battles, maybe God's identified in your life a stronghold, and you're losing, losing, losing. Maybe this morning is a time that you say, I'm done losing, I'm ready for the victory. I'm going to start trusting God. I'm going to start putting on my armor. And so whatever God is saying to you, you can spend this time doing business with God. So would you please stand? We're going to have a word of prayer, and then Myron's going to instrumentally play through a verse or so for you to come, and then we're going to sing and spend this time committing ourselves to God. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us. Father, thank you for the victory that is ours through your Son, Jesus. And Father, in these moments that we commit to you, Father, would you work in our lives? Would you show us those strongholds? Would you show us how we can be victorious over the enemies that are against us? So Father, we just pray that you would move up and down every aisle, that you would speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray.